You see, let me give you another law of life. When anybody is accepted by a person, really accepted by a person, they will seek to imitate that person to ensure their acceptance. Now, we better learn this about people. See, what we try to do is we tell people, get like us and we'll accept you. Whenever we'll accept them, they will automatically get like us. See, there are two ways about going things. And in most of our churches today, some stranger comes in. He might be strange in holding up his hands. He might be strange in the length of his hair and the way he dresses. And we're not willing to accept him like he is until he dresses like we do and cuts his hair like we do and raises his hand like we do and will get baptized like we think he ought to. And so we sort of hold him off at hand's length and we say to him, if you become like us, we'll accept you. In the meantime, somebody else will accept him and say, we'll accept you like you are. See, that's why your teenage girl will run off with a sorry, 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 stinking boy. And you can say, what has he got to give her? Look at all we have given her. Yes, you've given her everything except acceptance. And that's the one thing the boy gave her. And she'll be willing to give up the comforts of a nice home. She'll be willing to give up anything just to be accepted like she is. Now, if you don't learn this about people, you'll never be able to build a house, a church, or anything else. Because, you see, one of the greatest needs, after a person's filled their craw, the next greatest need is to be accepted. And if you don't feed people, somebody else will. And if you don't accept them, somebody else will. And they'll accept them just like, exactly like they are. Well, you know, these two eaglets, they felt accepted because they were accepted. And they joined in. Well, the head turkey, you know, they wanted to learn, and they said to the head turkey, would you teach us how to scratch? And so they had scratching lessons. And over a period of months and months and months and months, they became turkey-rized. Now, there's only one problem in the whole thing, and that's this. When you're a turkey, it's easy to be a turkey. But when you're an eagle, it's really hard to be a turkey. It's really hard to be a turkey. And it seems no matter how hard you try, you're never really comfortable. They kept telling themselves that acorns were the things that they ought to eat since they were going to be a turkey. Like acorns, like acorns, like acorns. And they'd try to put in their mind, like acorns, and they'd swallow. And instead of screeching or screaming like an eagle, they'd cluck like a turkey. It was a very poor cluck. And over again, they had to take voice lessons to be able to get that cluck out. And they did everything, and they became turkey-rized. As best as you can turkey-rize an eagle, they became turkey-rized. One day, they were walking, you know, and one of the things about turkeys is they stay hidden most of the time. Very fearful people, fearful things. They're not cautious at all. You know, a coon is a cautious animal. If he sees something new, he'll go over and take a look at it. But a turkey sees something new, he'll immediately leave. This is what good turkey hunters say. And, you know, the chances of even seeing a turkey, much less getting one, is very, very remote. Very few turkey hunters even get them themselves. But, you know, turkeys to go from one bunch of woods to another have to cross the open. And one day they were crossing the open, and the little old eaglet, he stopped out there and he began to look up in the sky. He saw some birds flying way up there. They looked like they were having such a good time. And he was just thinking to himself in his heart, boy, I'd like to be up there. I'd like to be up there. You see, let me tell you something. You can take an eagle out the sky, but you can't take the sky out the eagle, because when he became an eagle, he had sky put in him. And about time he was thinking, boy, I'd like to be up there. I wish I could be up there. The head turkey noticed him and said, hey, 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 watch out. All them things flying up there are buzzards. You don't want to go up there and be a buzzard, do you? Of course, the little eaglet shook his head and said, no, I don't want to be a buzzard. And the only buzzards up there must be something wrong. I wonder what inside of me wants to be buzzardy. What wants to be up there? And he took that and crammed it back down inside of him. Well, what happened one day was this. They got up one morning, you know. Like I said, it's really difficult if you're an eaglet to be a turkey.